Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. The bomb squad is now investigating after a car exploded this morning in South Ozone Park, Queens. Fortunately, no one was hurt in the explosion on 133rd Street and 3rd Avenue, but officials say it knocked down a few power lines and caused damage to at least six homes in the area. FDNY Deputy Chief George Healy on the calls.
There were some pressurized cylinders in the vehicle. One of those cylinders experienced a failure that experienced this catastrophic explosion of the car. There were also some lithium-ion batteries that were being stored in the car. They were not compromised, but they were safely overpacked by our hazmat unit.
Five cars were damaged. The investigation is continuing. A deadly stabbing is also under review on the Lower East Side. Police say the victim, who has not been identified, died shortly after he was found on East Broadway and Pike Street early yesterday morning, suffering from several stab wounds. There's no word yet on a motive for this stabbing. So far, no arrests. Well, arrests have been made in that drag racing incident last week on Long Island.
The drag racing in the streets of Islip left neighbors shaken.
It was a little overwhelming and scary, and that's why, I mean, we know enough, you stay out of the way, you don't try and go out there or anything, but I mean, we never got to sleep the rest of the night from it.
There were crashes, a car fire, two officers suffered injuries, and two cop cars damaged. But now police say they made two arrests, a 20-year-old from Westbury and a 21-year-old from Brooklyn. More than 100 people attended this event. The Suffolk County Executive and DA are forming a new task force to stop illegal drag racing and street takeovers, both becoming more common on Long Island. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
The NYPD is stepping up its search for the two burglars who robbed a home last Friday in Glendale, Queens. Investigators say the suspects walked right through the front door of the home on 78th Avenue and 64th Street, then walked out with $500,000 in jewelry and other items before fleeing in a gray BMW. You can see photos of the suspects at 1010winds.com. If you recognize them, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. The MTA has been trying to crack down on turnstile jumpers, but Chair Jan Oliber says fare evasion continues to cost the agency about $700 million each and every year. Lieber spoke at this week's 1010 Winds Business Breakfast with Rob Walsh.
Fare evasion went up. It's become a $700 million a year problem. And it, even more than the money, it demoralizes New Yorkers when they see that we're not all playing by the same rule.
Lieber also had a lot to say about the MTA's efforts to stop subway surfing, transit crime overall, and the long-term view for mass transit in the city. You can watch the full interview at 1010winds.com. Boaters are being asked to be cautious this weekend in and around Long Island's Hempstead Bay after a 25-foot humpback whale was spotted in the area. The head of the environmental group Operation Splash tells Newsday they're concerned for the safety of the whale, but also the safety of boaters, because a whale that size could easily come up from beneath a vessel and flip it right over. It's believed this particular whale found itself in the bay while searching for food and appears to be both healthy and happy, not exhibiting any kind of concerning behavior. A person of interest is in custody in yesterday morning's shooting on the Upper West Side. Police say a disgruntled employee had confronted his boss at Lincoln Business Machines on 68th Street and Columbus Avenue, shot him in the leg, and then made a run for it into the 72nd Street subway station a few blocks away. The person of interest is currently being held at the 20th Precinct, but has not been charged with a crime. The victim of the shooting has been taken to Mount Sinai Morningside and is expected to survive. Police are hunting for a trio of attackers after a brutal rape this morning in the Flushing Meadows Park area.
She says she first encountered the strangers yesterday, two men and a woman. After that, she drove around with them in a black sedan. Then at 4:45 this morning, in a location she's not sure of, she says one of the men raped her while the other man and woman watched. Police want to know what roles they played. Finally, the three led her out of the car under an exit ramp in Flushing Meadows Park. From there, she was taken to a hospital as police began their investigation. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds. on 92.3 FM in Flushing Meadows Park.
The Daniel Penny trial continued this morning with testimony from a woman who says she felt threatened by Jordan Neely that day last year on an F train because he was yelling in people's faces and acting belligerent and unhinged. She says it got to the point that she moved her stroller in front of her young son to create a barrier of sorts. Attorneys for Penny say he was acting to protect other riders on the train when he put Neely in the chokehold that killed him. He's charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. If convicted, he could face as many as 20 years behind bars. The YouTuber known for drag racing on the streets of New York City has died in a car crash. Police say 25-year-old Andre Beadle of the Bronx slammed his speeding car into a light pole late Tuesday night on the Nassau Expressway, not far from Kennedy Airport. Beadle was thrown from the car in front of a horrified crowd of spectators and died a short time later at Jamaica Hospital.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.